We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Shin Mem. Kama Dinim Midvarim Hasurim B'Shabbos Kein Toldos Me Avos. Says the Mechaber, Tzif Aleph. Asur Litol Saro Otzi Parnov. One is not allowed to remove hair or nails from their body on Shabbos. Bein Biyad Bein Bekli. Whether it is with their hands or with a utensil. Bein La'atzmo Bein La'acherim. Whether it is for themselves or for someone else. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is the prohibition of gozes, like they used to shear off the wool from the animal. So too, removing hair or nails from the body is prohibited as well. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that we need to differentiate between with a hand or with a utensil. With a utensil would be usur midoraisa, but with a hand, removing nails with your hand is only prohibited midrabanan because it is not the normal way of gozing. Removing hair with some sort of cream which removes hair, the Dovev Mesharim says, is the same as with a hand, so it is only aser midrabanan, whereas the Chuvas Har Tzvi, as well as Rav Yashiv, write that it has the status of a kli, because that is a normal fashion of removing hair, so it is prohibited midoraisa. The Be'er Halacha discusses how it is that this act of removing the nails or removing the hair would be prohibited midoraisa. Shouldn't this be the case of a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa? This is the question that Tosos asks in Shabbos Tzadidah L'Rama Beis, and he says, yeah, it is a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, and therefore it is only aser according to Rabbi Huda, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you're only chayev if you need the nails, which you remove. So, according to Tosos, one would need to say that the Mechaber is paskening like Rabbi Huda, that a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is chayev. This is how the Vilna Gaon explains this psak of the Mechaber, that he is going like the Rambam, who holds like Rabbi Huda, that a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is chayev. However, this is problematic because we find in numerous other places that the Mechaber paskens a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa is only aser midrabanan. So how can we explain this psak of the Mechaber? So the Be'er Halacha brings the opinion of the Rivash, who says that even according to Tosos' definition of malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, you are chayev even if you don't need the nails, because even in the Mishkan, sometimes they were gozes just to get the skins. So here too, cutting nails to fix your fingers is also called a malacha hatzricha leguf. The question of whether this is prohibited midoraisa or midrabanan has tremendous ramifications when it comes to the following case. Can a woman who forgets to cut her nails before Shabbos, if she needs to go to the mikveh Friday night, what is she supposed to do? It's too late. She can't cut them herself on Shabbos. So what is she supposed to do? So the Shach relies on Tosfos that it's really only Aser Midrabanan because it's Malach Shein Tzrich Legufa to remove nails. And therefore, one can ask a non-Jew to cut the nails for her because it's a Shvus to Shvus B'makom Mitzvah. And according to the Shach, you would be allowed to even use a Kli. If you wanted to, you could say that she should really only use their hands, and then it's only an iser drabanan, and then it is because it's a shinoi, it's done in an abnormal way, and then it's a shvus to shvus. But according to the Shach, you can use a kli, because that too, according to Tosos, is only iser drabanan. The Be'er Halacha adds that even according to the opinion of the Rivash, that it really is malacha hatzricha legufa, this case for the mikvah is still in a tzricha legufa because it's not a tikkun for her finger. You're not actually fixing the finger, as a woman would probably rather have long nails anyway. So this, even according to the Rivash, would not be considered a malacha hatzricha legufa. The Taz argues and says, no, even according to the Rivash, this is considered tzricha legufa. It's asar do'oraisa, and therefore it would not be mutter through a nachri, and it's better for her to do it herself or to clean it out. Using a nachri is not going to help you at all, according to the Taz. So the Taz himself is meikil, because he thinks that the nails aren't a chatzitza. The nails only pose a problem because of the dirt underneath them, and therefore you should just clean them out. So according to the Shach, you should have a non-Jew cut them. It's a shvus to shvus makom mitzvah. And according to the Taz, just clean them out well. So if you want to do both, to fulfill both, according to the Taz, actually, you can't do what the Shach says, but I think the general minhag in such a situation is to go like the Shach and have a non-Jew cut them. The Mechaber continues, V'chayav al shtei sa'aros, the shear d'oraisa for this malacha of removing hair is two hairs. One hair, says the Mishnah Berurah, is still asher d'oraisa, just like all other chatzi shears.